कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम वाम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम वाम राम हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन विहारी, राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन, राधा मदन मोहन वादे। जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जयो जयो प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो नंबर 4, चैप्टर 9, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम। टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्य विमोक्षणम् अन्य हेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोपभोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि नृणाम्। नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्यय विमोक्षणम् अन्य हेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोपभोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि नृणाम्। नूनं विमुस्तमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्यय विमोक्षणम् अन्य हेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोपभोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि नृणाम्।
विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्य विमोक्षणमन्य हेतोः अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोप्य भोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि नृणाम्। नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते
त्वां भवाप्य
विमोक्षणमन्य हेतोः अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोपभोग्यम्
माताजी,
यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि
What word meaning? Nunam, certainly. Vimushtamataya, those who have lost their right intelligence. Tava, your. Mayaya, by the influence of the illusory energy. Te, they. Ye, who. Tvam, you. Bhava, from birth. Apyaya, and death. Vimokshanam, the cause of liberation. Anyaheto, for other purposes. Archanti, worship. Kalpakatarum, who are like the desired tree. Kunapa, of this dead body. Upabhogyam, sense gratification. Ichchanti, they desire. Yat, that which. Sparshajam, derived from touch sensation. Niraye, in hell. Api, even. Drinam, for persons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: persons who worship you simply for the sense gratification of this bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. In spite of having you, who are like a desire tree and are the cause of liberation from birth and death, foolish persons such as me desire benedictions from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. Purport: Dhruva Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service for material profit. Here he condemns this attitude. Only due to gross lack of knowledge does one worship the Lord for material profit or for sense gratification. The Lord is like a desire tree. Anyone can have whatever he desires from the Lord, but people in general do not know what kind of benediction they should ask from Him. Happiness derived from the touch of skin or sensuous happiness is present in the life of hogs and dogs. Such happiness is very insignificant. If a devotee worships the Lord for such insignificant happiness, he must be considered devoid of all knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग ध्रुव महाराज प्रेयर्स। सो दिस इज वन ऑफ द वेरी स्पेशल सेक्शंस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो वी सी इन श्रीमद् भागवतम देर आर मेनी डिफरेंट एपिसोड्स बट द प्रेयर सेक्शन especially is relished by many devotees. We see from the first canto onwards, there is prayers by Queen Kunti, Bhishma Dev, and in second canto also we see prayers spoken by Brahmaji, Shukdev Goswami before speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are different prayers, and prayers is very special because prayers reveal the heart and the emotions of the devotee. What is there that a devotee strongly feels about the Lord, those emotions come out truly when the devotee speaks. So that is his ecstasy in one sense, the deep feelings which he goes through. So we see these sections of Dhruva Maharaj's prayers where Dhruva Maharaj is expressing his deep emotions, his repentance, his gratitude towards the Supreme Lord. And this is also a very important section because we also see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath, they used to discuss two episodes multiple times, and that is Dhruva Charitra and Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, over and over again. And it is explained that to such an extent they used to discuss, not only discuss, be so much absorbed while reading, while discussing these sections of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, that the whole Bhagavatam used to like become wet because of the tears that they used to shed. Therefore, you remember in the past time when Srinivas Acharya, when he goes to meet Gadadhar Pandit and he wants to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, at that time that whole copy of Srimad Bhagavatam is totally like, it cannot be read because it has become totally wet and can't be read because of the emotions which Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to, while discussing, they shed so much tears. At the most, our Bhagavatam can become wet because of the heavy rains that we have been experiencing in GV. While carrying here, there, somewhere, if you are not careful, in the bag, sometimes it may just fall and it may become wet. But then, the great souls, Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu, they are showing by their personal example, when they are absorbed in discussing these episodes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Dhruva Charitra and Prahlad Maharaj, how much they value these prayers that repeatedly they are discussing. And also, another pastime which I heard from Maharaj, that how much one should be absorbed while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj was reciting this episode from Kulashekar Maharaj's life. Maharaj was explaining that how once when Kulashekar Maharaj in his kingdom, when he was sitting and all the Brahmanas used to come and read Ramayana for him. So one time when Brahmana came and he started reading the episode in Nasik, Dandakaranya forest. And Kulashekar Maharaj, when he used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it was with so much absorption that practically he used to enter the pastime. So at that time, that episode where Khara and Dushan, they come and then Mother Sita is in difficulty. So when he was hearing, Maharaj was explaining that he entered so much deep into that pastime that he ordered his soldiers that please come, we have to go to this Dandakaranya in Nasik and we have to attack. Because Mother Sita is in anxiety, she is in trouble. How can I, being a devotee of the Supreme Lord and Mother Sita, how can I just sit here and just rest? But I have to go and do something. So Maharaj was explaining that he was so much into the pastime. Although that event happened lakhs of years before, but still when he was reading or hearing, he went into it totally. And his soldiers did not know what to do now. Because he is the king and the king is ordering. So they cannot refuse. At the same time, they felt that, my God, this is crazy, but what to do? So they all followed the king, Kulashekar Maharaj, and they went towards Nasik, where he was taking them all in that absorption of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But then the minister decided that few of their soldiers, they can go ahead and come from the other side and then tell the message to the king that just now, the war is over, Mother Sita is safe, and we have ensured that everything is proper. So when the king heard that message, so at that time he was like, okay, Mother Sita is safe, Lord Ram is safe, so that is okay. So but the ministers and all the other people, they felt that our king, he enters the pastime so deeply that we have to be careful. So we should ensure that the reader who comes to speak Srimad Bhagavatam, to Ramayana, he should not speak the sad pastimes. He should only speak of those pastimes that bring a lot of joy, where the Lord and his energies, they are united together. So in that way, our king will be happy. And if he is happy, then we will also be happy. Otherwise, anytime he will call us and unnecessarily, he'll take us out of our comfort zone unnecessarily to wage a war against someone. So, but then few days the person was told and he was never discussing any sad pastimes. But one time that person could not come because of some reason and he had to send his son. So his son didn't knew what is all going on. And he happened to discuss that pastime where Mother Sita has been kidnapped by Ravana and he is taking her to Sri Lanka. And again when Kulashekar Maharaj, he heard this time, he became really, he again entered into that pastime. And he again started feeling that same emotions, that how is it that Mother Sita has been touched by this wicked demon Ravana, and how can I just sit here and do nothing? And he orders again his soldiers that come on, we have to go to Sri Lanka and attack. So he was going with all the soldiers and everyone. And that sea of Rameshwaram, that sea came and he was so much absorbed that he didn't knew. He was directly entering the waters and the kings and all the ministers, they were feeling that our king has gone crazy. He's about to enter the ocean and what is he about to do now? They were all very much in anxiety. But he was just walking ahead. They all stopped at the entrance of the ocean. And then when he was going ahead inside, at that time Lord Ram, he reciprocated, seeing this devotion of Kulashekar Maharaj, he personally gave him the darshan that from the other side, Lord Ram, Lakshman, Sita, all of them were walking towards another side, and they pacified Kulashekar Maharaj, telling him that, my dear king, just now the war is over. We have saved Mother Sita. She is there with me. So please do not be in anxiety. Everything is fine. So you may go back and continue your normal duties. So Maharaj was explaining that when Kulashekar Maharaj was hearing these episodes from the scriptures like Bhagavatam, Ramayana, how much he was teaching us the principle of absorption and how while hearing, like Madhav Gopal was explaining that the other day, was explaining that how when Rupa Goswami was composing Dalita Madhav, Vedak Madhav in the Ter Kadam, in Nandagaon. So one episode where Krishna is meeting the Brajavasis, union with Krishna and the Brajavasis. At that time, all the trees around, they used to become very much like green and very much colorful. They used to resonate with the emotions of the writings of Rupa Goswami when he was describing the emotions of the people coming together, Brajavasis and Krishna. And when he was writing about the episode, I don't know, like Madhavidamada, where Krishna is separating from the Brajavasis, at that time, all the trees in and around, they used to become totally dry. So he was explaining that how even the trees and all the other residents of Vrindavan, they were tuned in with the writings of Rupa Goswami. So how much we should try to tune ourselves with the characters of the Srimad Bhagavatam. How when we read the episodes of Srimad Bhagavatam, it should strike a chord within our heart. How we can connect ourselves, or as we say that, trying to put ourselves in other's shoes. Trying to feel the emotions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the different characters. And that's how we see how Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the way they experience these episodes of Srimad Bhagavatam, the way they were finding joy and satisfaction in reading these episodes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And at our level, such a big gap is there because the lack of absorption. So if we can get that kind of absorption, to that degree we will be able to appreciate these beautiful sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the prayers section, where so much of deep emotions, so much of deep realizations, so much of deep wisdoms have been revealed in every verses, 12, 13 verses, these beautiful prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we see that Maitreya Rishi, before he is speaking about these prayers of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is creating the right mood in the fifth verse. From the sixth verse onwards, Dhruva Maharaj is going to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. And before that, here we see that how when the Lord came and Dhruva Maharaj, he saw the Supreme Lord. And at that time, he was totally in ecstasy. Maitreya Muni is describing the beginning of this chapter. What was the event that happened when Dhruva Maharaj meditating and when the Lord came? So we see even in Narad Muni's case also, when he was meditating the Lord, he saw the form of the Lord in his heart and he went into ecstasy. But after some time, the form disappeared and Narad Muni was disturbed by seeing the form of the Lord and now unable to see. Here we see Dhruva Maharaj saw the form of the Lord, and then when the form disappeared from his heart, he was able to see the very same form of the Lord in front of him, and he went into ecstasy seeing the form of the Lord. So Maitreya Muni is giving the right mood and before the prayers begin, because general tendency of a person is a 5-year-old boy is offering some prayers, so one may not give proper attention. So he is telling that how the prayers offered by Dhruva Maharaj, it is Pratipaditam Giram. All these words, they are Pratipaditam Giram. They have attained directly by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And Dhruva Kshitihi, after offering these prayers, Dhruva Maharaj will attain the great planet of Dhruva Loka, Dhruva Kshiti. And different words is using to explain how Parishtritoru Shravasam, the fame of Dhruva Maharaj is widespread. So that ordinary reader should not take these prayers of Dhruva Maharaj very lightly, thinking that, okay, this is a 5-year-old boy speaking something. Because unless someone hears something with faith, and that faith is created when there is proper respect is there for the person. So Maitreya Muni in one verse, using different adjectives before the Dhruva Maharaj, begins to offer prayers so that the reader will take these prayers of Dhruva Maharaj, spoken in the fifth verse, with great deal of respect and veneration, and hear these prayers of Dhruva Maharaj. And then sixth verse onwards, Dhruva Maharaj begins offering his prayers. Yuanta parvishya mama vacham imam prasuptam sanjeeva yat akhila shakti dharasva dhamna anyamscha hasta charana shravanatva gadin pranam namo bhagavate पुरुषाय तुभ्यम. ही सेज दैट ओ माय डियर सुप्रीम लॉर्ड यू हैव एंटर्ड इन मी एंड यू हैव वोकन अप. माय सेंसेस वर स्लीपिंग टिल नाउ एंड जस्ट बाय एंटरिंग यू हैव एनलाइवेंड ऑल माय सेंसेस. सेंसेस वर स्लीपिंग मीन्स द सेंसेस वर नॉट एक्टिंग फॉर द पर्पस फॉर विच दे आर मेंट टू. It is not that it was totally inactive, but it was not doing the work for which it was actually meant to do. So that's why Dhruva Maharaj is praying that till now my senses were in a sleeping mode, but because you have entered, now all my senses have become enlivened. So he is offering his prayers. And then in the seventh verse, the Lord may say, okay, you may say that your senses have been enlivened and you are able to realize me. So what do you see about me? So in the seventh verse he says that ekastvam eva bhagavan idam atmya shaktya maya khyayor guna mahat adi ashesham. So I see that you are there everywhere in this material world. So he is expressing his realization of what he is able to see after his senses are enlivened. He got the full realization that matter, spirit and controller, that Krishna is present in the matter. Krishna is the Supreme Spirit and he is controlling both the matter and spirit. So he got a full realization of the entire thing of Supreme Lord's creation. And after that, in the next verse, the eighth verse yesterday with Anantarago Prabhu spoke, Dhruva Maharaj is offering his gratitude to the Supreme Lord for his reciprocation. So Chakravarti Thakur explains that the 8th and the 9th verse, it is how Dhruva Maharaj is offering his gratitude to the Supreme Lord because of his reciprocation with four kinds of people. Artho, Jigyasu, Artharthi and Jnani. So in the 8th verse, Tvaddattaya Vayunayedam Achashta Vishvam Supta Prabhuddha Ivanata Bhavat Prapanna Tasyapa Varga Sharanam Tavapada Moolam Vismaryate Kritakatham Artha Bandhu. So how does Lord reciprocate with the Artharthis? The Lord is Artha Bandhu. So that's how someone who is distressed, the Lord is the friend of the distress. Chakravarti Thakur explains that he is Artha Bandhu. And how the Lord reciprocates with the Jnani Bhaktas, that Tvam Dattaya Vayune Edyam Achashta Wisdom. He gives them the knowledge to see the Supreme Lord everywhere. The right kind of vision. So that's how the Lord reciprocates with the Jnani Bhaktas. And the Jigyasu Bhaktas, those who want liberation, Tasya Apavargya Sharanam. He gives them liberation from the cycle of birth and death. So that's how the Lord reciprocates with the Jigyasu. So in the previous verse, Chakravarti Thakur explains that Lord is, Dhruva Maharaj is thanking the Lord for reciprocating with the three kinds of people, Artho, Jigyasu and Jnani. And in this verse, he is condemning himself that I am a fallen Artharthi. That Nunam Vimushta Matayas Tava Mayayate. That my intelligence was totally Vimushta. It was on the wrong track. Why? Because of your illusory energy. Tava Mayayate. Why? Because Yetvam Bhavapyaya Vimokshanam. That you are the Supreme Lord who can give Bhavapyaya, freedom from the cycle of birth and death. And you are also Kalpakatarum. Although you are Bhavapya Vimokshanam and you are Kalpakatarum, you are a desire fulfilling tree and you are the Lord who can give one freedom from the cycle of birth and death. But then I am fallen. Why? Because I am asking for Kunapopa Bhogyam. That is available for those people who are in hell. So because of being influenced by the Supreme Lord, your Maya Shakti, although you can give liberation from the cycle of birth and death and you are a desire fulfilling tree, but I am asking for material sense gratification. So here we see how Dhruva Maharaj, after seeing the beautiful darshan of the Lord, the beautiful experience he got after seeing the Lord, he is simultaneously feeling repentant for his fallen situation. So when a devotee sees the beautiful form of the Lord, he feels ecstasy of the positive experiences he gets. But then when later on he looks at his own fallen situation, he also feels simultaneously repentant. So Prabhupada is focusing that how having the right attitude of repentance. So the devotee sees the Lord, he becomes happy, and then simultaneously he becomes repentant. So we see the same section where a devotee sees the Supreme Lord, and by taking darshan of the Lord, a devotee feels very much happy, experiences purification. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, I was remembering the third canto, where in the 27-28 chapter, where the yogi meditates on the different limbs of the Lord, and Prabhupada writes, it is also relevant for devotees. Dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam vajrankusha dvajasaroruha lanchanadyam uttunga rakta vilasan nakha chakravala josnabirahata mahat hridayandakaram. So a devotee meditates on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. And what does the lotus feet of the Lord contain? Vajra, thunderbolt, ankusha. Ankusha is the elephant goad. Saroruha, a lotus flower. And vajra, thunderbolt, lotus flower, elephant goad, and flag. Dvaja, flag. Saroruha, lanchanadyam. Uttunga rakta vilasam nakha chakravala josnabi rahata mahat hridayandakaram. So when a devotee takes darshan of the Lord and he meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, then that has the power to destroy hridaya andakaram. So all the andakar, all the darkness that is there in the heart of the devotee, all the ignorance, when a devotee meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, that can be totally destroyed. And ignorance, as Srimad Bhagavatam explains, that ignorance is because of 5 things. Brahmaji creates the 5 kinds of ignorance: avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, and abhinivesha. In the third canto, the 5 kinds of ignorance. So when the devotee meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, then all these 5 kinds of ignorance is totally smashed, totally destroyed. And then in the next verse, yes, saucha nishrita sharit pravarodakena tirthena murdhniyati kritena shivo shivo bhut dhyatum shamam shamalam naila nishishta vajram dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. That lotus feet of the Lord, that is very glorious because even Lord Shiva, yes, saucha nishrita sharit pravarodakena, that Lord Shiva is carrying the water that has washed the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu on his head personally. That is the beauty, that is the power of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. It is so much purifying that Lord Shiva is carrying. And what is the power of the lotus feet? Dhyatu mala shamala shaila vrishishta vajram dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. The mountains of sins that has been created, as we read in the Nectar of Devotion, that a prarabdha karma is like full heaps of mountain. And in this lifetime what we enjoy, it is just an handful of that prarabdha karma. So it is all lying like a mountain. So it is explained that when a devotee meditates on the Supreme Lord, then at that time all that mountains of sins, it's totally smashed to powder. Dhyatum mala shamala shaila vishrishta vajram, like a thunderbolt. So in the previous verse it is explained that how Lord's feet has an impression of the thunderbolt, and by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, the next verse explains that that thunderbolt has the power to crash the entire mountains of sins that a devotee has to have performed into pieces, into powder. Then the next verse, when one meditates on the thighs of the Supreme Lord, janu dvayam jalaja lochanaya jananya lakshmya khilasya suravanditaya vidhatu urvor nidhaya karapallava roshichayat samlalitum nidividhor abhavasya kuryat. The two thighs of the Supreme Lord, which is personally being massaged by Mother Lakshmi Devi. A devotee has to constantly meditate on the two thighs of the Supreme Lord. Janu dvayam jalaja lochanaya jananya lakshmya khilasya suravanditaya nidhadur. ஸோ ஊர்வோர் நிதாய கர பல்லவலுலிஷாய சம்லாலிதம் ரிதிவபுர். ஸோ இன் திஸ் வே இன் தட் செக்ஷன் ஹவு வென் ஒன் டேக்ஸ் த தர்ஷன் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் அண்ட் ஒன் ஃபோக்கசஸ் ஆன் த டிஃப்ரெண்ட் லிம்ஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் பை மெடிடேட்டிங் ஹவு த டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் டிவோட்டி கெட்ஸ். ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ ராதா விருந்தாவன் விஹாரி பகவானுக்கு. அண்ட் தென் அண்ட் இன் தட் வே ஃபார் அ யோகி ஆர் ஃபார் அ டிவோட்டி கபிலதேவ் வெரி சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்லி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் ஹவு பை டேக்கிங் தர்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் லிம் பை லிம் ஹவு தட் கேன் கிவ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பெனடிக்ஷன். ஹாசம் ஹரே ரவணதா கில லோக தீவிரா சோகஸ்ருசாகர விசோஷண மத்யுதாரம் சம்மோகனாய ரச்சிதம் நிஜமாயயஸ்ய ப்ரூமண்டலம் முனிகிருதே மகரத்வஜஸ்ய. ஸோ வென் எ டிவோட்டி மெடிடேட்ஸ் ஆன் த பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்மைல் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் ஹாசம் அரேர் அவனதா அகில லோக தீவிரா ஷோகஸ்ரு சாகர். ஸோ வாட் கேன் இட் டூ பை வென் மெடிடேட்ஸ் ஆன் த ஸ்மைல் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் ஷோகஸ்ரு சாகர விசோஷணம். ஸோ பிரபுபாத் ரைட்ஸ் தட் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டி இன் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட் ஹேஸ் கிரைட் சோ மச் டியர்ஸ் தட் இட் இஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு அ ஓஷன். ஸோ தட்ஸ் வை ஷோக அஸ்ரு சாகர். ஸோ வென் மெடிடேட்ஸ் ஆன் த ஸ்மைல் ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் தென் ஷோக் அஸ்ரு சாகர விசோஷணம் அத்யுதாரம். ஸோ இமீடியட்லி ஆல் தட் டிஸ்ட்ரெஸ் ஆல் தட் பெயின் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சஃபரிங் இன் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட் த லார்ட் கேன் இமீடியட்லி அப்சார்ப் தட். அண்ட் தென் ப்ரூமண்டல முனி கிருத்தே மகரத்வஜஸ்ய. ஸோ வென் ஒன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் ஆன் த பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஐப்ரோஸ் ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் தென் இட் கேன் கிவ் ஒன் ஃப்ரீடம் ஃப்ரம் த பேங்ஸ் ஆஃப் கியூபிட் பிகாஸ் காமதே ஆல்வேஸ் ஷூட்ஸ் த்ரூ தி ஐப்ரோஸ். வென் ஒன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் ஆன் த ஐப்ரோஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் தென் ஒன் இஸ் நாட் அஃபெக்டட் பை தி டெம்பரரி பிளெஷர்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ல்டு. ஸோ இன் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் வேஸ் ஜஸ்ட் பை டேக்கிங் த தர்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் அஸ் வி சி த்ருவ மகாராஜ் டேக்கிங் தர்ஷன் ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் அண்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி இஸ் ஃபீல்ஸ் ஜாய் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ ரிப்பென்டன்ஸ் தட் இட் இஸ் சச் அ வண்டர்ஃபுல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் டு சீ திஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் பிருஷ்ணி கர்ப்ப அஸ் யூ கோஸ்வாமி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் இன் ஒன் பர்போர்ட் தட் த 400 ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பிருஷ்ணி கர்ப்ப வாஸ் அப்பியர்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் த்ருவ மகாராஜ் ஹோம் இ saw the darshan and he also simultaneously feels repentant. So about repentance, how many places we see devotees feeling repentant, and repentant, the feeling of repentant helps a devotee to become purified very fast. That's why Prabhupada writes in many purports that when a devotee repents for his past sinful activities, then because of the fire of repentance, paschatap, immediately that can help a devotee to become purified. So therefore, repentance is very powerful. Dhruva Maharaj is here repenting because he got an opportunity to see the Lord. But then, like in the beautiful verse, Hari Bhakti Sudodaya also, I was looking for broken pieces of glass, my dear Lord. But while seeing you, I have realized that this is like a unimaginable diamond. Kachan vichinvan api divya ratnam sthana bilashi tapaso sthitova tam aprapya. And then kachan vichinvan api divya ratnam swamin kritartho sime varam na yachit. My dear Lord, I was looking for broken pieces of glass. So he is also regretting, repenting. The beautiful verse that comes in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. Here also he is repenting that because I got your darshan and I could have got this apavarga. Although he got it, but devotee always, he feels repentant for all the sins and the faults which he commits. So out of humility, we see Dhruva Maharaj is offering these prayers. From Sadhaka's perspective, we can see. Also, we see the mood of repentance throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Many devotees exhibit. In the first canto, we see Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj, he commits this act of putting the dead snake across the neck of Shamik Rishi. And at that time, when he is cursed by Sringi, and at that time, Parikshit Maharaj, when he comes back, although Prabhupada repeatedly explains in the purport that this is all ordained by the divine will of the Supreme Lord. So on one level we can see that it has been arranged by the Supreme Lord, but on another level Prabhupada also gives practical lessons for sadhakas. So every pastime we see from two perspectives. So if you only see from the ordinary perspective, then we will think the person to be ordinary. And if you only see from the divine perspective, then we don't gain any lessons from that. So we see Prabhupada giving perspectives from both sides, how it was ordained by the will of the Lord. But also Prabhupada writes in his purports that Parikshit Maharaj, what his mood was when he came to know that he has been cursed. Parikshit Maharaj said that, okay, he is ready, he is not justifying. Tendency in this world is whenever someone commits sin, the first thought that comes in his mind is the tendency to justify. Oh, I have not committed. That's the justification. But throughout the prayers and different episodes in Bhagavatam, we see when a great soul, he commits sins, he is accepting the responsibility. That, okay, I admit that I have committed this mistake, and then he is rectifying in a positive way. Because when one repents, that is positive, but repentance can also, one can make one too much guilty also. When one becomes too much guilty, then one can go down into depression and all those things. But repentance, if it is done in a right way, healthy way of repenting, then although one may think that I am fallen, but one has great hope that the Lord is great. And by taking his shelter, I'll come out of all the sins and offenses that I have committed. So one is the healthy way of repentance and one is the wrong way. It can become, make one guilty and take one lower and lower, dragging into one's mode of ignorance. So Parikshit Maharaj is telling that whatever has been done, although Parikshit Maharaj had the power to counter curse or allow that to not happen, but still we see how Parikshit Maharaj's mood, that he is just accepting, this is my fault. So I am ready for whatever reactions come. And what he does is, he immediately takes shelter of the Brahmanas and Mother Ganga. Tam chopayantam pratiyantu vipra Ganga cha devi drida chitta mishe Dvijopasrishtas kuakastakshakova Dvashatvalam gayata Vishnu gata. So whatever may come, tam chopayantam pratiyantu vipra. He is taking shelter of Mother Ganga and he is taking shelter of the Brahmanas, Shukadeva Goswami and the other sages, that now I have committed this act, now I am taking shelter. So whatever is coming, let it be a snake, in whatever way reaction can come, but I am taking shelter of the Supreme Lord and Mother Ganga. Then he is praying, Punascha Bhuyat Bhagavati Anante Rati Prasangascha Tadashrayeshu Mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitriyastu sarvatra namo dvijebhya. So my dear Lord, if I have to come back again to this material world, then punascha bhuyat bhagavati anantarati. Let me have unlimited attraction towards you and let me have compassion for all the souls. Friendships with devotees, attraction towards you and compassion for all the souls. That is the only prayer that Parikshit Maharaj has to offer. That is why he is glorified. Tiraskrita vipralabdha shapta shapta hatapi nasatat prati kurvanti tad bhaktas abhayopi. That how these great devotees of the Lord, whatever way, whatever situation they are put in, although they are killed, insulted, cheated, but still they always never condemned. They always accept everything in the right way. So we see many examples throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam where devotees repent. We see Ajamil section also. When Ajamil heard the conversation between the Vishnu Dutas and the Yam Dutas, immediately he understood that, my God, I got a second chance. I wasted my life and now I have to go to Haridwar and again perform austerities. We see Bharat Maharaj's case also. Bharat Maharaj, as we know, how he gave up everything, but later on then he committed that mistake of getting attached to the deer. But then immediately when he got this body of the deer, he was repenting although in that body of the deer, that I received this beautiful life of Bharat Maharaj and I gave up everything. Yo duschajan shiti sutan surad rajya rishi sprisha javo malai vavlavat uttama shloka lalasa. That how he gave up everything, like it is explained, that person goes to pass the call of nature and he never looks back. So that was the renunciation of Bharat Maharaj. So he was thinking that after giving up everything, how he has fallen to this deer, and he was repenting. And therefore in the body of the deer we see Bharat Maharaj going and taking shelter of all the sadhus and hearing from them about the glories of the Supreme Lord. And different places, 10th canto, Brahmaji is repenting after committing Brahma Vyoman, Brahmaji, Indra. So different places we see Bhagavatam teaching us that important quality of repentance, that is very helpful, feeling that we have committed mistakes, at the same time having full faith that if we take shelter of the Supreme Lord, then we'll become purified. So that's what the message of Bhagavatam we see repeatedly. And therefore, even from the Lord's perspective, we see Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, how the Lord says that he is my devotee, although he commits, which is that verse? Api chesu duracharo, bhajate mam ananya bhag. Sadhu revasa mantavya. Although a devotee may apparently commit some sin, accidental fault. So one is premeditated sin and one is accidental. So many times someone may accidentally commit something wrong, knowingly and unknowingly, because of the pull of the swabhava or the pull of the senses. But from the Lord's side, shipram bhavati dharmatma, shashvam shanti nigachati, konteya prati janehi namai bhaktya parnishati. Lord says that declare to the whole world that my devotee never perishes. Although he may have knowingly or unknowingly committed some sinful activity, but then he is my devotee. The Lord never forsakes his devotee. Therefore, even in the 11th canto, this beautiful verse comes that how a devotee feels simultaneously repentant, at the same time how he has full faith. Jata shraddha mat kathasu nirvinno sarva karmashu veda dukkhatmatam kaman parityagya api anishwara tato bhajeta mam pritah shraddhalu drida nishchaya jushamanam chatan kaman dukho darkamscha garhayan. So in the 11th canto, Uddhav Gita is a classic symptom of Vaidhi Sadhaka. That who is a Vaidhi Sadhaka? Jata Shraddha Mat Kathasu. So he has developed faith in hearing and chanting my glories. Nirvinno Sarva Karmashu. He has lost faith that all the other karmas, all the Varnashram related duties, I don't have to perform. Veda Dukkhatmatam Kaman. He knows that everything only gives pain and trouble. But Parityage Api Anishwara. All sense gratification is giving misery, but still he is unable to give up sense gratification. Veda Dukkhatmakam Kaman Parityage Api Anishwara. Although intellectually he knows that engaging in sense gratification and committing sinful activities will only give pain and misery, but because of the pull of the senses, because of the previous swabhava, that devotee may be pulled. Although his faith is very pure, he doesn't pray to the Supreme Lord to fulfill his lower desires. No, he is always praying to the Supreme Lord that please help me to overcome this lower modes and lower tendencies. So what does Krishna say? Tato bhajeta mam prita. My dear devotee, do not become despondent, do not become dejected because you are unable to practice devotional service, or you are repeatedly slipping, although you know. Tato bhajeta mam prita shraddhalu drida nishchaya jushamanam shatan kaman dukho darkamscha garhayan. Always in a repentant mode, dukho darkamscha garhayan. In the repentant mood, you practice devotional service. Feel repentant, at the same time, continue engaging in devotional service. There is no need to give up, because that is the only way, taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, that is the only way to come out of all the lower modes and all the challenges. So therefore, we see repeatedly in Srimad Bhagavatam that how the Supreme Lord is repeatedly giving assurance to his devotees. And the same way we see even Lord's devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Shyam Sundar Pu was once explaining that he came to Srila Prabhupada and he was telling Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, I have gone to jail. Prabhupada said, really, what happened? He said that, I was dealing with drugs. I am a sinner. So Prabhupada, I was also a drug dealer. I was having this Prayag pharmacy. And he was like, he made the whole thing feel as if, doesn't matter, what is it? So Shamsundar was explaining that how he made me feel so comforted. He didn't look upon me as if, oh, what a sinner I am and what I am. So he was not dealing with. But he comforted me and he encouraged me in such a way that I felt that although so much conditionings, although so much sins, offenses I have been committing, I am committing past, present, future also. But then he never made me feel guilty. He always encouraged me. So that is why I am still continuing in the path of Krishna consciousness. And that's how we see Prabhupada and other devotees. Like Haridas Prabhu also explains that he was a thief when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada. He came because he saw in the BTG photo that wristwatch of Srila Prabhupada. And he thought that, okay, so the next place where I have to go and steal is this Swami's wristwatch. And he came to Radha Rasbihari Hare Krishna land, Juhu at that time, just to steal the watch. And Prabhupada was not there. He had gone somewhere to Hyderabad. So devotee, he asked, where is that Swamiji? So they said that he has gone to Hyderabad. He'll come after a few days. So he thought that, okay, I might as well stay here. So devotee is also looking for new people at that time. And this person, he was waiting for Prabhupada. So he stayed in the temple, agreed to hear, chant and follow the morning program. So after a few days, he started feeling that I came to this place with a ill motive. But then now I am no longer feeling that I have to steal this Swamiji's watch. And when he met Prabhupada, he revealed in confidence that, Prabhupada, actually you don't know who I am. I came here to not practice all these things. This is just the external show. I was just waiting for you. But then I came here with a hill motive to steal your watch. Prabhupada said, oh, you want my watch? Okay, just take it. And Prabhupada just gave him his watch. And then he was touched by the way Prabhupada was dealing with him and encouraging him. And Prabhupada said that, what service would you like to do? So he said that, actually because of my profession, I was not sleeping in the night because night was my main time of business. Okay, so I have difficulty in sleeping in the night. So Prabhupada engaged him. Prabhupada said, okay, I am translating. And when I am translating, all these dogs, they keep continuously barking. And that creates a lot of disturbance for me. So you have this tendency anyways of not sleeping in the night. So I might as well as engage you according to your proclivity of just stay outside the temple and keep chasing away the dogs. And that's how he continued. And he explains that later on how even Prabhupada gave him initiation. There was no way that his name was there in the list. But suddenly Prabhupada called him and gave him initiation from his own beads. And later on, after a few months, Prabhupada told him that you can go and preach in America now. You're already senior now. Senior devotee. 6 months, 1 year is over. He said, yes. So you are now senior devotee. Now you should go and preach in America. But he said, Prabhupada, I don't have passport, this, that. Prabhupada said, okay, get the forms and we'll do the needful. And then he brought the form and then the name of the father. He said, I don't know who my father is. How can I write? And then Prabhupada wrote his name, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So when he was explaining, he said that, I came from such a bad background of all the contaminations and everything. And so many things he shares even after coming, how he was troubled by his conditionings. He was given the service of buying fruits for the deities. He was explaining that I used to steal 2-3 rupees and buy 5-star chocolates and used to eat for myself. And one day when I came to offer Dandavat to Srila Prabhupada, that chocolate fell down. Prabhupada said, hey, what is that? He said, Prabhupada, keep it, don't tell anyone that I eat this. Prabhupada said, you like sweets? Yes, yes, I like sweets. So don't worry. So he went to the kitchen, I'll cook for you. And he cooked a nice halwa and he fed Haridas Prabhu. So he was stating that how when I came to Krishna consciousness, I had this whole baggage, all these previous tendencies, and then later on, just by being in association of Prabhupada and the way he accommodated me, I am just continuing to practice for so many years now. He is serving as the director of the ISKCON television, ITV, beautifully giving all those things. So we see that how in this process of devotional service, although devotee may come back, come to Krishna consciousness having his own previous baggage of all those negative habits, attitudes, and devotee has to simultaneously repent, but just mere repenting will not help. Simultaneously repenting, at the same time having full faith in the mercy and shelter of the process of devotional service as given by Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. So if he performs to continue, he continues to practice devotional service, then one day will come when he'll gradually march towards the kingdom of God. So thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.